This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm never going to put all my faith in any man, but I'll tell you this, if there was any one guy that I would have to give some consideration to, it would have to be Donald Trump. Oh no, I'm not trying to compare him to Gandhi or Jesus or, you know, certainly Jesus, because I believe we're all fallible. But I'll tell you this, as a guy who is so flawed and so unpolished in so many ways, this man is impressive. I mean, we're going to talk a lot about Donald Trump. I mean, needless to say, he's the president, and he's got the left spinning. They're not spinning in their graves. They're spinning in their seats, in their beds, in their cars. Doesn't matter where they are spinning. They are about to get a wrath of leftism put on them, things of their own creation that I'm talking about Alinsky tactics they've never seen. Donald Trump's already started. By telling them we can send these illegals to your sanctuary cities. We'll talk about that. Maybe we did. It doesn't matter. But the point is, he knows how to spin them around. And I love that. And it's not just for political reasons. Donald Trump's not doing this because he's like, this would be political to do this. Let's do the border thing because it's political. Let's do the tax policy because it's political. Let's look at trade because it's political. Donald Trump looks at all the issues plaguing America as a problem solver who believes that if he does right by this country, we will flourish. And not only that, we will flourish and the world will flourish. It is the most non-selfish thing you can do. Let me put it this way. Are you, I can't speak for other people, but I know this. In my family, there is nobody who we can rely on financially. We don't have anyone that has made it. And you can say, man, you know, Charles Barkley, man, oh, Charles, he's good, you know, because we, you know, if you got a problem, Charles will help you. Because he's making a lot of money, he's made a lot of money in his career, whatever. Most of the black families, and I'm not, I mean, that's not true, but a lot of black families rely on, for example, somebody who made it, an athlete, an entertainer. They're the one who comes back and changes the trajectory of that family, that dynamic. That's the way it works. With white folks, you guys pretty much do things by the book. You know, you have 14, 15 family members who are doing well and could bail each other out if needed. We don't have that. We have one person. I'm that person in my family, and I'll tell you point blank, the fact that I'm that person is scary. You know, because I haven't made it. I'll be honest. Now, I got huge potential, and I probably will, but I have not made it. So we rely on these people. And Donald Trump says America is that person, is that group, with that individual, whatever you want to call it, but we are that entity. That's a better word, right? The entity that the rest of the world can depend on to some degree. So I'll use North Korea as an example. North Korea hasn't been able to depend on China or anywhere else because North Korea, the relationship between China and North Korea is subservient. North Korea has to kowtow to China. Donald Trump says, we don't want you kowtowing to us. We want you to enter the world as a good citizen. And we want to build your economy because building your economy gives us trading partners and it helps you. That's what he wants. He wants that for all the countries in Africa. We want to work with you to make you better. I want you to ask yourself a very simple question. You know what Africa is. I mean, do I really need to tell you about Somalia or Rwanda or Darfur or anywhere else? Do I need to tell you? Darfur is not a country. But you get what I'm saying. Do I need to tell you about these Congo? All this strife going on in Africa. Who solved it? Who's gone over and said, hey, listen, how about we do this? How about we build your infrastructure? We talk a lot about infrastructure here in America. We talk about infrastructure in Europe. I've never heard anybody talk about infrastructure in Africa. How about you build a road system that lets people go through Africa safely? Okay? How about you build an electricity grid that will, or an energy grid that will let people have light day and night? Go do a map of Africa in night and see how busy it is. How about we do things like this? We don't do this stuff. Nobody wants to industrialize Africa. I'm not talking about Nigeria, you know, Lagos and big cities. I'm talking about drive through America, and you know you're going to take a 300-mile trip. You know what you're going to find? Gas stations, convenience stores. There's going to be something all along the way to make it easier for you. You can't do that in Africa. You could drive coast to coast, east to west, or north or south, from the tip to the bottom, in the United States, and you aren't going to worry about gas or electricity or a place to stay, your level of safety, etc. You do in Africa. Why hasn't anybody said, we're going to industrialize this? We're going to make it to where you are a great trading partner with the rest of the world because you offer all these other things, and make it so safe that you want to go see Victoria Falls or go down the Nile River or a bunch of other things. I had friends go down the Nile River. They had to have security. You get what I'm saying? Donald Trump says the world is if we have $100 trillion of net worth currently in the world, Donald Trump says we could easily make that $150 trillion if we industrialize the rest of the world. We could do it. There's a reason why it's not happening. There's a reason why people don't want these Middle Eastern countries, Africa, these brown countries to succeed. And it isn't Donald Trump, folks. It's these elitist, what do they call them? The people that hate black folks and wanted to kill us. There's a word for it. I can't remember. Was it eugenist? Eugenicist? It's they who don't want us to be successful in civilizing the rest of the world, because they're afraid it'll be too many babies or whatever, or we will then have less food and all these other things. They don't want it to happen. Anyway, that's not even what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about Donald Trump's promise. He hosted four veterans recently of World War II, following up on a birthday promise that he made to Alan Jones in June. Upon meeting the commander-in-chief on stage at the VFW's annual national convention in Kansas City last year, Alan said, I'm going to be 95 on April 11th of next year. Hopefully you will allow me to bring my family into the Oval Office to meet you. Yes, Trump replied. Alan wasn't done. One last thing, Mr. President. I ask you to autograph this picture personally because this was taken with you when you were running for election as President of the United States. After the autograph, Trump walked the retired sergeant to the edge of the stage. The encounter ended with a startling statement from the leader of the free world. This is a president that will have you in the Oval Office with honor. Does anybody know if Trump followed through with that promise? Well, let me just break it to you. He did. See, there are promises that you need to keep. And Donald Trump kept this promise to a World War II veteran who was 95 years old. God bless him. Thank you, Lord, for letting this guy hang on so Donald Trump could help keep that promise. We got a lot of show for you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I got to tell you, Charlie Kirk tweeted this. He's, as you guys know, runs Turning Point USA, buddy of mine. And Charlie tweeted, it's miraculous that Trump not only beat the Bush dynasty, 16 Republicans, the FBI, the media, voter fraud cheaters, the political class, the Clinton dynasty, the Obamas, the elites in both parties, but he also beat tech companies that use their platforms to try to beat him. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I responded to Charlie's tweet and said, Charlie, so true. We forget, I mean, we talk about media. I mean, you can say media, but media doesn't include social media, which, by the way, has become more powerful than the regular media. In many ways, information instantaneous. I will tell you this, I find out things faster on Twitter than any other media source. Potentially Facebook, but Twitter generally, because it's so instantaneous. When I'm prepping for the radio show, I go through my Twitter feed. When I'm prepping to write, I go through my Twitter feed. I find the most interesting stuff. Now I've got some things that come in directly to my computer. But I'll tell you, it's amazing to me how much information I get through social media. And then so you have to remember, it's amazing how much you don't get through social media, because they squeeze you off. The Jack Dorsey, the guy that owns Twitter, he said, I did this. I elected President Trump. And in ways he did. He's hating it even more because President Trump's use of Twitter is masterful beyond belief. I wonder how many people who said, I wish he'd stop tweeting. I wish he'd stop. I wonder how many of you now go, I get it. I get it. We're going to talk in a minute about something that the president tweeted that just blew everybody's mind on Friday. He'd already tweeted it before. He discussed it before. But he tweeted it just recently, and suddenly, boom, it's big news. And let me tell you why it's big news. Because now it's on his radar. When the president tweets about something, you know it's on his radar. There is nothing the media can do to undo it. Now they got to talk about it. If they want ratings, they have to talk about it. Now they try to demonize it, but they got to talk about it. The left, Nancy Pelosi, actually got upset, and she made a reference to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her use of social media. And what Pelosi said was something along the lines of, well, you may have a lot of people have a lot of folks on social media, but they don't have the votes on the floor. Talking about the House. She's saying, Ocasio-Cortez, you may have the bully pulpit of your social media, but you don't have the House. You know what's funny about that statement? It shows just how scared the left are of their demon child, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They can't stop her. I predicted that they would be able to, and I got it wrong. I said after her Green New Deal that the Democrats are going to go put a chain on her, you know, put one of those leashes that they walk around with people in San Francisco. No, not at all. They can't stop her. She continues. She's continuing talking about global climate change. She's continuing. She's comparing. She's mad at Dan Crenshaw, a Navy SEAL. And she's saying, I mean, comparing him, you know, this whole deal with Omar, Ilhan Omar, the Muslim who essentially said that 9/11 was done by some people doing some bad things or whatever, not even admitting that it was Muslim terrorists who did it. And Dan Crenshaw speaks out about it, and they accuse him of attacking her. Dan Crenshaw is like, look, I went overseas as a member of the Navy SEALs and I fought against those kind of people. But anyway, they can't control her. She's out of control. And here's what I'm going to tell you. The only person who, well, I'm not going to say that way, because I think many people can beat Ocasio-Cortez, but the only person who has defeated the Bush dynasty, the 16 Republican challengers, the FBI. By the way, Charlie Kirk could have added the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all of the clandestine agencies of the United States, the media, the vote fraud cheaters, the political class, which he kind of doubled on that by saying the elites in both parties, the Clinton dynasty, the Obamas, more specifically the Obama administration, including the Obamas, because it wasn't just the Obamas going out doing the Jay-Z rallies, it was the entirety of the Obama administration, including the deep state swamp rats. So just think about what it takes, what it took to do that, what it took to defeat them. Wow, I mean, what an amazing, I mean, I'm glad Charlie pointed it out, but it continues. It continues. I mean, Donald Trump is using the tools that were meant for his demise, and he's dismantling them. Twitter can't stand it. Jack Dorsey, whatever his name is, the guy that owns Twitter started, he can't stand that Donald Trump uses his platform in order to further the Trump message. Facebook and Twitter and Google are conspiring against Trump and you for the next election cycle. And here's what's funny about it. It will not work. He has completely dismantled CNN. Look, Donald Trump has. Look at the ratings for CNN. MSNBC's falling as well. Now, I'm not giving any credit to Fox. I mean, they're just as... I mean, you know my feelings about them. I didn't watch them when I worked for them. But I will tell you this, their numbers are destroying the other guys, not because they're so good, but because the other people are so bad. Wait until you have a group that is actually pro-conservative message. If you think Fox has some numbers, wait until you find the pro-conservative message group that rises from the ones that are starting up. And I'll be able to make an official announcement on something I'm doing as well. But wait until that group comes up where you can turn it on and they're saying good, positive things about you. And they're telling the truth in media, good or bad about Republicans, but certainly the bad stuff that's happening on the left. And you're getting the real scoop. Wait until that happens. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Trump beat all of them. The dynasties, the political dynasties, the elitists who believe that by virtue of their DNA, they should be inheriting the throne. He beat Hillary Clinton. He beat Bush. He beat 16 Republicans. He beat the FBI and the entire apparatus of the Obama's clandestine agencies. He beat the media. He's beating social media. He beat the people that dare cheat during elections and then claim that there's Russian collusion. He beat the political elitist class in both parties. He beat not only the Obama administration, he beat the Obamas in their pop culture phenomenon. This is a man who destroyed it. And he did it not for selfish gain, not because he wanted the limelight, the spotlight. He had it. Maybe not to the degree that he has it now. And now what is he doing? He gets up every day, outworks anybody on their side, and proves that he's the best man for the job. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the border crisis and what he's done there. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
8 people are dead after severe weather across the South, and the same storm is still causing troubles. Thousands of people are still without electricity in parts of the South, including Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Georgia, and Mississippi. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec.
Potential for another pretty widespread heavy rain to possibly severe weather event across the middle section of the nation as we get into Wednesday into Thursday.
President Trump is in Minnesota today. Before leaving, he took another shot at Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. accusing her on Twitter of making anti-Semitic and ungrateful U.S. hate statements. Those comments come a day after she says she faced increased death threats since the president shared a video that reportedly shows her being dismissive of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We call this the tweet that shook up the world. I shook up the world! Donald Trump's tweet on illegal immigration. Here's what he tweeted. Due to the fact that Democrats are unwilling to change our very dangerous immigration laws, we are indeed, as reported, giving strong considerations to placing illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities only. Bum, 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 bum. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Let me tell you something, folks. That tweet is unbelievably masterful. The idea of Donald Trump saying things like, hey, listen, you've asked for this policy, so let's take a look at this and give you what you want. And then what are the Democrats doing? They're saying things like, well, that's illegal, it's bad, it's this, it's that. Here's CBS News talking about this. I'm telling you, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who has declared California the biggest sanctuary, blah, blah, blah. Just listen, because he gives his take. And I want you to remember what I've told you, what you understand about Democrats, which is they tell you who they are by what they say, by what comes out of their mouth, what they accuse you of. Listen to this clip.
Highly controversial immigration proposal the president has embraced. He says the country may place large numbers of migrants in sanctuary cities, often large democratically controlled cities that protect illegal and undocumented immigrants. This began with a report in the Washington Post that some administration officials tried to knock down. The president picked it up and ran with it. White House correspondent Paula Reed has more.
So we are looking at the possibilities.
President Trump says he's considering whether to release illegal immigrants in detention onto the streets of so-called sanctuary cities.
California certainly is always saying, oh, we want more people. And they want more people in their sanctuary cities. Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
California is home to several sanctuary cities which refuse to cooperate with federal immigration officials. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom fired back at the president's plan today.
It's illegal. It's immoral. It's unethical. It's sophomoric. It's petulant. And it's par for the course.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Do you believe this to be President Trump reacting to the left, saying, hey, you want illegals? We'll give them to you. We're going to give you all of every one of them that goes through. They're going to come to California. They're going to go to Massachusetts. They're going to go to Oregon. Everywhere you want them. And what does Gavin Newsom say? It's illegal. I want you to understand, him declaring California a sanctuary city is illegal to begin with, but he says, oh, it's illegal. He says it's immoral, where he's already declared that his state is a sanctuary state, okay? And he's got these people there. He says to bring them in is immoral. He calls it sophomoric. Do I really need to go into that? He calls it petulant. He calls it par for the course. Let me tell you something, America. You just watch the man describe everything that his side of the argument is. He doesn't want the very people that he claims he wants. That's the Democrat way. I had a friend of mine, nameless, he works in the sheriff's department in a major city. I'm just going to leave it at that. And here's what he said. He sent me this note saying, Kevin, you can't just say anything about blah, blah, blah. So, you know, this is very generic. But I promise you this is a true statement from somebody who works at the sheriff's department in a major city. He says, since the caravans have been hitting the border, our workload has doubled. During Obamaland, maybe two or three a week ICE detainers. Two or three a week. Now, during Trump and enforcement, four or five ICE detainers a night, and that's just on my shift. By the way, he says, and I didn't mean, I told him I was going to steal it. He says, I like my borders like I like my drink, with lots of ice. Oh, I love that meme. So I posted that meme because it's a fact. Anyway, so here's what I want to go on and talk about this a little bit. Because twice in the last 6 months, Donald Trump proposed transporting detained immigrants to sanctuary cities. Once in November, as the migrant caravan approached the U.S. southern border, and again in February. And then he redoes it. The reason why I'm bringing this up is this is masterful Trump. This is Trump putting it out there. Testing it. That's what the Democrats do. But by the way, Trump's not testing it because he wants to do it. He's testing it because he's testing the Democrats. So he says, hey, we're putting this out there for you. And he did it twice. Then this time, when he tweets it again, they have a conniption. You can't do that. That's illegal. That's immoral. That's unethical. And you know what? The people, they're like, even their own people are going, wait a minute. You asked for this. You say you're a sanctuary city. You say you want these people coming in. Other states don't want them. You should be happy with it. So they're bringing them there. And you should see the responses. Go look at it, even when it's a Democrat like Adam Schiff or Gavin. Go to Gavin Newsom's page and watch the video. Watch when he responds. There are people on there going, wait a minute, you butt clown. This is what you wanted. The response is overwhelming. Oh, yeah, there are people, well, you made the right decision, Gavin, or whatever, Mr. Governor. But overwhelmingly, I'd say 80%, I'm just taking a guess, say things like, isn't this what you want? Isn't this what you asked for? Didn't you request this? Oh, you made your bed, now you got to sleep in it. That's what most of the comments are about. I love it. I love it because this... In Scott, what's his name? The guy that does Dilbert. Dilbert. He tweeted, masterful marketing by Donald Trump. I saw it immediately. I didn't need the Dilbert's. Scott Adams, is that it? Adams to tell me that was masterful marketing. That was Donald Trump saying, okay, you want to be a baby? I'm going to give you what you want. You want to eat sugar for breakfast? Have it. So now the Democrats don't know how to respond. How do you fight Trump on not taking, I mean, this is so good. Wow. You know what I'm about to say, audience? I just gave you a tidbit, right? How do you fight somebody who says, I'm going to give you what you want? How do you fight them?
Wait, Donald Trump is crazy to be bringing these undocumented people into...
Yeah. You see the beauty of this? Guys, I'm telling you, you're watching. I don't know whether Donald Trump does this is intentional. I don't know whether it's inspired by God. You know, I don't know. But I'll tell you this. The ability of this guy to take a situation like this and turn it into something unbelievably good, it absolutely warms my heart. This is such good news. And then here's another part of the story. Months after repeatedly dismissing and mocking President Trump's claim of a national emergency at the southern border, the mainstream media are grappling with reality. with no less than the New York Times declaring the border crisis at a breaking point. Yet, as recently as February, a New York Times fact checker of Trump's State of the Union speech tweeted,
President Trump described illegal boarding crossings as an urgent national crisis. This is false.
Now, I want you to understand, Jay Johnson, former DHS secretary under Obama, went on Fox News. And what did he say? He said the border situation is at a crisis. They show Jay Johnson walking through the very same facilities with kids in cages. And you know what the media reported back at the time? Nothing. Absolutely buckus. And so here's Jay Johnson going, I don't care what the media says. Folks, this ain't about politics for me. Donald Trump is right. We are at a crisis. CNN, I'm reading this, the Washington Post editorial board said there is no crisis at the border, called Trump's emergency national emergency declaration untethered from truth and reality, and quote, a make-believe emergency. Here's the rest of it. Mr. Trump's technique is to spin fiction as fact, securing the knowledge that minds were real as fact checkers labeled to deconstruct his ziggurat of falsehoods. So let's stick to the big one, basic truth. There is no crisis at the southern border, the editorial said. CNN Cooper, meanwhile, echoed many of the other left-wing voices on social media and implied that the fact the president went to spend his weekend away from the White House after declaring the national emergency was evidence that there was no urgent problem at the border. I'm telling you, this is what they wrote not even that long ago. And now what do you find out? You find out, holy crap. We got major problems at the border. See, this is, they want you to believe you're the liar. By way of Donald Trump, you're lying. There is no border crisis. There is no drug issue in America. There is no gang issue in America. There is no human trafficking issue in America. None of that stuff exists. There is no problem with our economy from absorbing these people and so on and so forth. They want you to believe these lies. And then you find out the truth. And the truth is, this is a major crisis, and you're fortunate to have somebody willing to stand up to these lefties.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Fake news media is at it again. At it again. They reported some news that has no factual basis other than the fact that the president could have possibly said it. I think it's something that is, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Donald Trump would say something like, hey, if you go to prison because you are following national, you know, the federal law and a state puts you in jail, I'll pardon you. It's not out of the realm of possibility. I believe that Donald Trump would, that's something he would say. He'd say to a group of guys, look, you don't need to worry about, you know, a law that protects American citizens and thinking that you're not going to be okay. As long as that law doesn't hurt anybody else and it protects American citizens, I got your back. That's something the president would say. I would say it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm fearless, though. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm fearless. I got a guy right now. I hadn't had this happen in a while. A guy threatened me, blah, blah, blah. Where do you live? I said, I live in, you know, Phoenix, Arizona, in Gilbert specifically. And he's, oh, you tell me where you live, I'm going to go kick your butt. I'll tell you what, April the 15th, I will be at a rally. And you know what will be fun? It's for this clown to show up at a rally and for me to demonstrate exactly what I've been talking about on the radio and TV for a lot of years, that I will absolutely end you if you think you're going to come threaten me. I'm going nowhere. I don't run. What's that, the saying about Old Glory? These colors don't run. This colored fella don't run. Come show up, baby. It's public. They know exactly where it is. And you know what's going to happen? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Because you know what? I'll bring it. Anyway, the president is willing to stand up for these folks. I would do. It's something I would say. So I always look at it as, when you're a leader, you have to be willing to say, look, guys, if you do what I ask you to do and it is righteous, I have your back 100%. So it's totally possible that President Trump said this, but he said that he didn't. Anyway, here's a clip. I want you to hear the clip.
We begin with some exclusive breaking news. President Trump, I am told, raised the prospect of a pardon to a top official if this official broke immigration laws. Senior administration officials tell me that during the president's visit to the border at Calexico, California, 1 week ago today, he told border agents to block asylum seekers from entering the U.S., which is contrary to U.S. law. We brought you that story earlier in this week, but now we're telling you that the president then went even further. Two officials briefed on the exchange said the president told Kevin McAleenan, then head of Customs and Border Protection, now the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, that he, the president, would pardon McAleenan if McAleenan ever went to jail for denying entry to migrants, as one of the officials paraphrased. It was not clear if the president was joking or was serious.
So that's the clip played by CNN. Jake Tapper wanting you to believe that the president is breaking laws. It's almost a fact. In fact, they've got unnamed officials who said it. Yeah, he would grant Kevin McAleenan a pardon if he was sent to jail for having border agents block asylum seekers from entering the U.S. I'm not even sure if that's breaking law anymore, because originally the Ninth Circuit said that he couldn't do it, and then I got breaking news that they said, no, Donald Trump was right to leave these people in Mexico, and so on and so forth. So I don't even know whether technically he's breaking the law. But what's funny to me is that they're breaking the law by coming in. Now, these are asylum seekers, so it's not quite the same. But what the states are doing, and we talked about it before, they're breaking the law by saying you can come and have sanctuary no matter how you got here. Trump, I love this. This is CNN. CNN's reporting this. Trump reportedly made the comment during the visit to the border at Calexico, California, a week ago. It was not clear if the comment was a joke. He reportedly made it. So maybe he reportedly didn't. How do we know? So two officials, they say, briefed on the exchange, said that the president told McAleenan, since named the acting director of DHS, that he would pardon him if he ever went to jail for denying U.S. immigrants, as one of the officials have paraphrased. This is typical CNN. It's completely unnamed. For all intents and purposes, it's probably a lie. Is it something Trump would possibly say? Certainly. But that doesn't mean that he did it. There are lots of things I could possibly say. But unless I take ownership, then you can't say that I said it. Now, here's the difference. President Trump denied doing it. The White House referred CNN, I'm reading this, to the Department of Homeland Security, and the DHS spokesman told CNN, at no time has the president indicated, asked, directed, or pressured the acting secretary to do anything illegal. Nor would the acting secretary take actions that are not in accordance with our responsibility to enforce the law. President Trump tweeted it and said it's a witch hunt. It's another lie. It's a fabrication by CNN to yet again pretend that they're really giving you news. They call this breaking news. This is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to KJRadio.com. Since when does the news become something about what somebody might have said about somebody? And how do you possibly run a story when the source abjectly denies it? People associated with the source abjectly deny it, say that it didn't happen. You won't even source who said it. They should be ashamed of this reporting. This is what how they try to rationalize it. This is in the article. Behind the scenes, two sources told CNN, the president told border agents to not let migrants in. Tell them we don't have the capacity, he says. If judges give you trouble, say, sorry, judge, I can't do it. We don't have the room. Doesn't even sound like something Donald Trump would say. This, they go on to say this. After the president left the room, agents sought further advice from their leaders, who told them they were not giving them that direction, and if they did what the president said, they would take on personal liability. You have to follow the law, they were told. See, let me tell you what this story is. This is a story that wants to make you believe that Donald Trump is a liar who's willing to thwart the law, which, by the way, is exactly what leftists are. They are the liars who would gladly thwart the law. They don't care about your life. They don't care how many DUIs, people getting DUIs and killing people. They don't care about that. They don't. By the way, that's what happened to a friend of mine's son, who is a police officer. He's coming home, a drunk illegal, hits his patrol car. He's a policeman. Think about the cars these guys drive. And it killed him dead. This is a guy that should have been deported. They didn't deport him even after he killed a cop. Accident or whatever. It was a DUI. How many rapes? How many other murders? How many other violent crimes? Jails filled with these people, and they don't say a word. Nothing. They think they're going to win this argument. The other implication is that Trump is not a leader. So when he left the room, and I'll read this again. After the president left the room, agents sought further advice from their leaders. And their leaders differed with the president. You'll take on personal liability. You got to follow the law. Don't do what that guy said. The leader of our free world. Don't do what he said. He's not a real leader. These are the leaders. See, that's what they do. They want you to believe they have the monopoly on leadership. And when Trump left, well, then people were like, well, disregard what the old man says. Nobody has to follow him. Then the article continues because they want to rationalize what Trump is doing. He's grown frustrated by the number of migrants apprehended at the southern border. Why? And you haven't? You haven't, CNN? You aren't frustrated that, and I told you guys earlier in the broadcast, a friend of mine said, Kevin, we used to do 2 to 3 detainers a week maximum in Obama because they wouldn't let us enforce them. Now he goes, on my shift, I do 4 to 5 per day. He does more in a shift than they did in a week under Obama, and they don't want you to think it's a crisis. But they say Trump's grown frustrated. And he places blame on the Democrats and the nation's immigration laws because he should. Those see, what's funny to me is the truth hurts the left. They position it as like, well, look at him. He's all frustrated. The number of migrants that are apprehended at the southern border, and he blames the Democrats and the nation's immigration laws. Truth. And so when Trump says, well, I'll just put all these immigrants in the sanctuary cities, these guys have a conniption. What's he talking about doing? Putting what? And he explained it. You're the one that set up these dangerous immigration laws. You deal with the consequences. Let's see how your citizens like your approach to letting people back on the street that have killed Americans, that have no, they don't know your culture. They have zero respect for your laws. Let's see how you like it. And you know the Democrats, it's illegal and immoral. How could you possibly do something so vile? That's what Gavin Newsom, the president, the governor of California, said. He's the vile human being.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.